In our last study, we discussed the importance of authority itself. We established that it originates with God because He created the universe. And since all things of the world belong to Him, it means that He makes the rules, as Revelation 4:11 indicates. We do not have the right to change the dictates of heaven regarding how to live in this world, and God is its owner, builder, and sustainer. See Psalm 95, verse 3 through 5. Therefore, He has the authority to govern the affairs of man as He sees fit, for He is all-powerful, and we, quite simply, are not. So what more do we mean by the word authority? Well, one great example for illustrating the significance of the word is found in Matthew chapter 8, verse 9. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. Notice in that passage that authority involves the right to command others and also implies submission by the one receiving the command. The root of the word is author, which means reference to a person who creates or gives existence to something. And isn't that an appropriate description of God? When Jesus Christ was on this earth, He taught that all must conform to God's will, as Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23 teaches. He did it through the authority of His spoken word. Through His preaching and teaching, He commanded that the people submit themselves to the sovereignty of heaven itself, in Matthew 6, verse 33. Jesus plainly stated that He had divine authority over all things in Matthew 28, verse 18. So does He still exercise that power today? Or since Jesus is no longer with us in bodily form, who or what is our authority? Well, to answer that question, let's read what the apostles said about the origin and authorship of their own writings. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 through 12, Paul says that he neither received nor learned the gospel through man. And then in Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 through 11, we see where the apostle John was instructed, what you see, write in a book. And that means that he received visions directly from the Spirit. The book did not originate with John. We must also consider what Simon Peter expressed rather explicitly. He says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were being moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1, verse 20 through 21. Then also consider what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. So today, God speaks to us through His Son. These verses and many others like them reveal to us that the things written in the Bible are not mere words of man, but rather the words and will of the Father which the Holy Spirit revealed to those writers. So the answer to the earlier question is yes. Jesus Christ is still exercising His authority today since He is part of the Godhead, 2 Corinthians 1, 21 through 22. And this means that the New Testament is the authoritative document of the Lord that we must observe and follow. And in His physical absence on this earth, the Lord has given us His written word to guide us. So the Bible governs our actions and guides all of our steps in everything spiritual. And from all of this, we may conclude that only one source of authority exists within the church. Now, how can we make such a claim? Well, listen carefully to the following verses. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Revelation 22, verses 18 through 19, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life. And then let's add 1 Peter 4, verse 11. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. These verses help us understand that it is impossible for anyone or anything else to claim authority in religious matters. Therefore, any person, any man-made document, any governing body or central organization claiming to have authority in religion cannot be substantiated by Scripture. In addition, and according to John 16:13, Jesus Christ told the apostles that they would be guided into all truth. If the apostles were guided into all truth, well, then must we wait to receive some new revelation today? Well, the answer is no. And Peter confirms this by telling us, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. This is the very reason we like to use the restoration maxim. We speak where the Bible speaks, and we remain silent where the Bible is silent. That simply means that we must submit ourselves completely to God's Word, since God is the Creator and gave all authority to Christ. His Word is the final authority. There is no other.